Simon & Schuster Audio presents Sin Eater, a novel by Megan Campisi. Read by Shiromi Arserio.
To my sisters. Author's note. Sin eaters existed in parts of Britain until roughly a century ago. How many and who they were, apart from being social pariahs, is almost entirely lost. What we know is that they ate a piece of bread beside people's coffins to absolve their sins in a folk ritual with Christian resonances. The story I've written starts with this sliver, but is spun out of fantasy. Some of the characters resemble historical figures, but this is not history, it's fiction. A selection from A Compendium of Diverse Sins, Both Large and Small, and Their According Foods. Adultery, dried raisins. Bearing a bastard, grapes. Betrayal, mutton chop. Blinding, pork pie. Blood sacrifice, Hippocras. Burning, kidney pie. Conspiracy, brandy posset. Deception, whipped syllabub. Desecration, shortbread. Dissembling, sack posset. Drunkenness, Hippocras. Envy, cream. Fault finding, eel pie. Idleness, pickled cucumber. Incest, dried plum. Inhospitableness, garlic. Heresy, honey cake. Lies, mustard seed. Lust, rose hips. Miserliness, garlic. Murder in defense, rabbit's heart. Murder, wrath, pig's heart. Oath-breaking, cake bread. Original sin, bread. Poisoning, pigeon pie. Quarreling, humble pie. Rape, child. Lamb's head in ewe's milk. Rape, woman. Capon's head. Recreancy, neat's tongue. Revenge, black pudding. Sacrilege, gingerbread. Slander, crow's meat with plum. Spying, cock brain tart. Tail bearing, stewed gurnards. Thieving, roast pigeon. Treason, beefsteak. Vagrancy, frumenty. Witchcraft, pomegranate. Wrath, gristle. Royal Family Tree. King Harold II. Married, Constanza of Castile, daughter Maris. Married, Alice Bollings, daughter Bethany. Married, Jeanette Cheney. Married, Clelia of Berg. Married, Helen Culpepper. Married, Katrina Parr, who later married Titus Seymour, daughter Miranda. Before. Oat porridge. Salt for pride, mustard seed for lies, barley for curses. There are grapes too, laid red and bursting across the pinewood coffin. One grape spit with a ruby seed poking through the skin like a sliver through flesh. There's crow's meat stewed with plums, and a homemade loaf small and shaped like a bobbin